I think we were all very disappointed. And I, full disclosure here, I'm a huge U2 fan myself. And I think we were all terribly disappointed last year when Bono was injured. But the good news is he did get well, and he is back. And the shows, previous shows on this leg of the tour have been getting great reviews.
Well, for folks who don't know, tell us about the U2 concert, where it's going to be held. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be reminiscent of when the Stones played in mid-Michigan.
Yeah, that means we've both been around for a long time, because that was, I think, 94. That was quite a while ago. The show is going to be in Spartan Stadium, and U2, you know, they started out small, but they have really become the masters of the gigantic stage show. And what they have right now is this stage apparatus that they call the Claw, because it's kind of this four-pointed, huge thing that they are able to do all kinds of technical tricks with. And it's, by all accounts, really, really cool.
Kathleen, when I saw them at the Palace a few years back, I was not a big, huge U2 fan, but when they played, they sound better than they did on their CDs. And as you mentioned about this new show, at that show at the time, the stage gave them great access to the fans. There's a lot of interaction. It's touchy, it's feely, it's emotional. It's a really cool show.
Well, you know, and the fan that I talked to, Mark Sunderman, who's from Holt and has seen the band many times, you know, he said the way that they connect is a spiritual experience. And I think I would really have to agree with that, because this band has a lot of passion. They have a lot of passion for their fans, and they have a lot of passion for what they're doing, and that really translates into really kind of this it's just a wonderful experience.
You know what's interesting? The ticket prices you have are listed from $38.85 to $273. That $38.85 is cool for folks who just can't afford the big tickets. But my wife joined their fan club, and they gave serious discounts. What we paid for the tickets that we have is almost amazing. As big as they've gotten, they haven't forgot their fans.
You know what? Yeah, and I have been in the fan club too, and I thought they gave really good tickets to the fans, and they have always displayed great loyalty to the fans, and I think that really continues even to this day, and Mark Sunderman, again, the guy from Holt, who is the big fan, you know, he has had a couple of times where you know, he's gotten very close to the band, and they have always stuck up for their fans, especially longtime fans.
Kathleen wrote the story. You can just go to lsj.com and look up Kathleen, and you can find that great story, front page, top fold. I'm going to be calling you later this week to talk education. I know that you've been covering what's going on there. And it's a mess, Kathleen, and you seem to be able to make some sense out of it when we talk. But in some of the bites that we've run today, there's still folks that are on different pages, and they got a long way to go.
Yeah, they do have a long way to go. It is not going to be pretty.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.